50% of women in Ketchikan are victims of domestic violence or sexual assault. That number is intimidating. The Ketchikan Wellness Coalition is trying to start a conversation about it. Around 30 people gathered in the Ketchikan High School library Tuesday night for the What Can You Do discussion.
We kind of took it off that TV show, What Would You Do? And just, you know, you see these situations and how can you step in safely? Or would you step in?
That was Leanne Wack from the Promoting Respectful Relationships Task Force, part of the Wellness Coalition. Here are the questions those gathered at the event tried to answer.
Do you work with someone who, on a fairly regular basis, shows up with bruises and also tends to miss?
You notice that the guy is buying her more drinks and she is starting to slur her words and swaying back and forth.
So a disabled person with a disability, who is on the local bus, is being handled roughly.
Another employee comes up to you and tells you that the man and woman are fighting.
The question at Leanne's table puts you in this situation. You're at a local bar, and you see a man pushing drinks on a woman and trying to separate her from her friends. Her friends leave, and the man is guiding her out of the bar when she's clearly drunk.
You're sitting at the bar. Mm-hmm. You're a patron at the bar, and you see this happening.
John Gabriel started out.
So the question is, how do you do this without causing another problem?
Exactly.
Which is the biggest barrier to it. So, begs the question, can you get the police on?
Before I really started, you know, with domestic violence, I would kind of say that, honestly, I would do nothing. Because I think I was, you know, thinking too, not about that, that that's going to happen. And that's, you know, what a lot of people think, that that's not going to happen to me. But now that I know about it, I think I would be, you know, I think I would go to get her away. I think I would probably maybe pretend to know her.
Here's Jeanette Mowers.
I would probably stop him and ask him if he knew who she was and where he was bringing her and why he was doing that. I would be more indirect about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would actually go up and speak to him and question him?
The conversation turned to how alcohol can make a victim more vulnerable to more abuse.
I lived in a situation where I was abused by somebody who didn't really love me, but he told me that he loved me for years. And while this was happening, I found myself turning to drugs and alcohol. And at the times when I was on drugs and alcohol, I had something else happen. So all in all, to add alcohol and drugs to any situation of abuse is going to intensify that by even 100% more.
One comment that kept coming up was this. I have daughters. I have children growing up in the community. What can we do for them to live in a safer Ketchikan?
Well, I have one daughter of myself, one of my own, and I've been through a lot. So I wanted to come here to try and talk about the things that I felt would help.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that would help is working with a lot of the youth girls to make them stronger, to know that, you know, that if they do get into a relationship and they break up, that it's not the end of the world, to not let abuse get to them to where they destruct themselves even more.
After the what would you do scenarios, the groups talked about a more personal question. What are you going to do here in this community? Here's Afton Lynch.
We have 50% of our women and children and sisters and mothers that are being victimized sexually and physically in a hurtful way, and there's a reason. And one of the reasons is blatant sexism. And so more often than not, we hear comments. People take it for what it is. You know, we're fish swimming in the water. We don't see the water. We don't see what's happening around us. Standing up and challenging those things are that's my role in it.
Becky King is a second grade teacher.
Even with my second graders, I teach them how to say no properly. Also, when someone apologizes to you, I teach them it's not okay to respond with "it's okay," because it's never okay. If someone has wronged you, you may forgive them, but it's not okay that they wronged you, even if it was an accident. So something so simple as teaching second graders not to say it's okay when someone apologizes really empowers them.
At the end of the event, everyone went around the room and shared how they plan to try and lower that 50% number.
our role is to keep this conversation going within the community. We need to find answers, but we need to keep this continuing. And hopefully next time there will be more people, and then more people. And
I think my role is teaching children, staying involved, and getting informed about things like today.
I am going to continue to challenge myself and those around me to recognize those times that things come up that contribute to an environment that facilitates violence against women.
The Wellness Coalition plans to hold more community discussions around what people in Ketchikan can do to help prevent and address domestic violence and sexual assault. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.